beautiful friends, and welcome back. Today we are going to talk about what is God calling you into and what up until this point is preparing you for that. I think most of us have heard the saying that God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And so that is what we're going to dive into today, because every one of us is being called up. Hi, beautiful friend, and welcome to Faith Fueled Woman. I want to ask you, are you ready to accept the invitation we've been given to step into the adventure of pursuing God and what he has for us? Hi, I'm Kristen. I am an encourager. I'm a Christian inspirational speaker, author, and podcaster. I help women grow in their faith, purpose, and business so they can have lasting legacy and impact in their homes and in the world. If you want to partner with God to design your life to be less hurried, less stressed, be more excited, and feel alive in your purpose and commitment to God and your family, this is the podcasting community for you. Grab your favorite beverage, your prayer journal, and your pen, and let's be encouraged. Okay, here we go. Let's dive right in. So why did I want to talk about this today on the podcast? I wanted to talk about it because I recently did an interview, and it reminded me of part of my preparation, right, for stepping into the podcast and for actually trying to get some of the books I've started written, devotionals and then other books. And what it was is this. We've all heard the saying that I mentioned at the beginning about God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And so where does that really come from? Well, one part of scripture that sort of speaks to that idea is this. It's Exodus 4, 10 through 11. And Then Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow to speech and slow of tongue." So the Lord said to him, "Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say." Now tell me that doesn't talk about that God's calling us into something, but he will provide for us. He will, the Holy Spirit will give us the words, and they will, and we will be taught what to say. Okay, so I think that's so good. All right, so let me weave in my story here a little bit. Okay, so years ago, I went to a conference called Story Brand, and basically it was a conference where they were kind of weaving, how do you tell a better story? But it had a faith-based slant to it, and there was a lot of people there that work in churches or ministry, but there was also business owners and things like that. So it was kind of a split or a mixed bag of people. But there was authors there like Bob Goff and, you know, just a lot of faith-based authors. There was a musical group, but it was a Christian group. And they gave three books, or like download ebook versions of three books. And one of the books that we got for that conference was Love, Skip, Jump. And that is by Shailene Bryan. And it basically, the story talks about how she went from, you know, kind of living a life, I guess I'd say it was just pretty standard, at least middle class America. Maybe it was upper middle class. I don't remember. But she's living a life, and she was more focused on, let's just say, a little bit more on the materialistic things, right? Doing good, but it still only went to a point. It was more about comfort than it was about God's calling. And then basically it's her story of starting her nonprofit, which is called skipone.org. And that charity basically is dedicated to providing food and clean water to children in America and around the world. She's a speaker, author, and then, you know, founder of that charity. The book is beautiful, and it really is vulnerable and honest about sort of her journey from where she was to stepping into that. So two things there. One is, why am I sharing this? One, it's because I went to this conference and I kept kind of feeling prompted to go. I didn't know another soul. I knew no one. So I live in Virginia, and it was in Illinois, outside of Chicago. And I didn't know a single person going to this conference, but I still decided to buy my conference ticket, and I bought the full works, like with the extra dinner and everything. I bought my plane ticket. I rented a car. And I don't know if there's any other expenses, but you get the point. Like, I invested a good amount of money with just the faith that I felt called to go there. Didn't know why. I didn't know a soul, but I went. But those are the sort of things that when we feel prompted and we do it, I met people, I connected with people, I met my new, not my actual best friends, but I mean, for the weekend, right? There was other people there that were solo as well. And so we kind of became a little tribe, right? We went to meals together when we'd find each other to sit by. So there's always someone you can connect with, even if you know no one. And so, but going there, experiencing the speakers, the people, the generosity, the conversations I had, and then reading these books. Once again, these are just more seeds that were being planted. And those seeds have been planted for my entire life, pushing me, moving me, prompting me to go into Christian encouragement, Christian inspiration, if you will, some level of ministry, right, through this work. Even since, I guess, college, I mean, even before college, I obviously went to church and things like that. My family, we went to church. But I just had this interest. I mean, I took religious studies classes and Christianity classes in college. So I always had this interest. I almost thought I'd be a religion and ethics professor growing up when I was in college. So this has always been a through line, but it was probably only in the last 10 years that my desire to and like my voracious appetite for Christian living, Christian inspiration books and authors kind of went through the roof. I mean, the number of books I have is ridiculous. I mean, honestly, I can't stop myself almost. But that's not how everybody is, right? And so these were seeds that were letting me learn. They were letting me think of ideas. They were letting me see how God was moving in the world. God was moving in people's lives. Stories of miracles happening. And so that is what I'm talking about. Where are those promptings that God's calling you to move towards, to step into, whether it's to go to a conference, to connect with the person that you just met, whether it's to step out of your comfort zone and go volunteer somewhere, or it's to start the podcast or write the book, whatever it is. And so in this book I was telling you about, Love, Skip, Jump, she says two things that I want to share with you. She says, let's see. She says, what about you? Are you tired of not seeing God at work? Are you playing it safe in your service for God? It just might be time to throw caution to the wind and get a little uncomfortable. Then watch how God shows up to help you do the impossible. And she says this little prayer at the bottom of that page. Lord, give me the courage to become uncomfortable and try the impossible. Give me the faith to see the impossible transform to the possible with your help. And give me the opportunities to live out my faith in a way that is worthy of the position you have given to me. Amen. And wow, just so good. But it's sort of that thing, and I've talked about this before, and I'm going to talk about it again. But what are the things that are prompting you? What's the things pulling at your heartstrings? The things that make you angry or make you red hot cry, break your heart, or just lift you up? Like you can't not talk about it or read about it or get around it. It's kind of like me and these books. I can't stop. I can't help it. I love them. I have 5,000 sticky little tabs in every single book. I'm kind of obsessed, right? God made me that way. God's been preparing me to step out and use my voice to point people to Him. And I'm sure He's doing something in your life that He's just waiting for you to be brave and to do something that you thought was impossible. And you don't even have to know what the whole path is. You only have to take that next step. And here's what I know. Here's what I would leave you with today on this idea or this topic. Find things that inspire you, that remind you that God is calling you into something. He's calling you into, your place, how He wants to use you in the world. So read, stories of the Bible, read the scripture about the people that He equipped, He called on them, and then He gave them the words and the ability to do what He's asking. Read, inspirational authors, Christian authors that inspire you, that share stories both of biblical times and even maybe today that will encourage you and just remind you, that you're called. I love lots of authors, but Mark Batterson's books are exceptional as far as weaving in stories of scripture and stories of today and people in his congregation and just the miracles, the amazing, I guess, adventures they're on and the way they're being called and showing up in the world. I think that that really helps us do that. And then just getting super clear and quiet with yourself about what are you feeling prompted to do. Write it down, you know, and come back to it. What's some tiny action you can take? And, you know, one of the things I love that Mark Batterson talks about is most of the time, the way we're being called, you know, to be used by God is going to require us having other people help us make the dream come true, to do the work. It's often not going to be just us. And in his book, Wild Goose Chase, he actually talks about, you know, how Mother Teresa became Mother Teresa. But basically, when she was in school, she had this, you know, prompting or call that she felt, you know, she should go and serve or create an orphanage. And she only had 3 pennies. And she tells her sisters, you know, the women that she's at school with, that she wants to create an orphanage, but she just has 3 pennies and that she feels called by God to do it. And they said, well, you can't do anything for 3 pennies. And she said, well, I sure can with 3 pennies and God behind it. And of course, you know, she becomes someone that did exceptional work in Calcutta. And so that's the sort of story I'm talking about. You know, she didn't know the how. She didn't even know the next step she was going to take. She just knew to move in that direction, you know, and to tell people what she was working on. And slowly she started building this vision for what she had or how she was supposed to show up in the world. That's the sort of thing I'm talking about. But get around these stories, these ideas, get them in your mind because they will ignite in you and remind you, whisper to you what it is you're meant to do here. So that's it for today. Just make sure you have enough time in your schedule to get really quiet and hear what God's, you know, how he's wanting to use you, both in this moment and today, and, you know, his big desires he wants to partner with on or with you on. Until next time, I hope you have a beautiful and amazing day.
Thanks again for listening. And if you would like to be encouraged and lifted up, I have a 7-day encouragement challenge.
If you'd like to sign up, go to faithfueledwoman.com and just enter your email address and you will be sent 7 days of Christian encouragement and inspiration to your inbox.
Thanks again for listening to
Faith Fueled Woman.
If you enjoyed the show, we would love it if you would share it with a friend. And if you would leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts because it helps us get discovered by more people to spread more hope in the world.
Thanks again for listening in.